Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1498, air date October 24th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bozanega, and I'm a proud leader in the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement. Today, we are excited to bring to you a citizens discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from California. Welcome to all our amazing participants, Jill, Maria, Joe Hirth, Jewel Manker, Garen Thompson, and Ray Martinez. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. Maria, we'll start with you. Can you share your journey with us? Who are you and where you're from? Oh, you're still muted.
Yes, hi, I'm Maria Canistra, and I'm currently in Imperial Beach, California, and I'm a pet house sitter and also a yoga instructor, and I teach in my community as well as at my community park.
Awesome. And next, oh, there, Trey's pulling up on the map, Imperial Beach. There we go. Thank you so much, Maria. And Jill Jones next, tell us, can you share your journey? Who are you and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Jill Jones. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area in California. I am full-time caretaker currently. I have a background education and a bachelor of science in sound arts, but I'm a full-time caretaker, kind of akin to a pediatric nurse currently.
Awesome. And next we'll move on to Jewel Manker. Hey there, Jewel. Can you share your journey with us? Who are you and where you're from?
Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Jewel Manker. I'm in currently in Fairfield, California, just a little bit northeast of San Francisco. I'm originally from Florida. I was a 24 years in the U.S. Air Force, ended up retiring here. And I'm at present, I'm a mental health worker, and that's what I've been doing for the last 15, 16 years.
Awesome. And next, we'll move on to Garen Thompson. So can you tell us your journey, who are you and where you're from?
My name is Garen Thompson. My background is in sterile processing. I'm from Florida, but I've been mainly helping out in San Luis Obispo, California, which is my second home. And yeah, that's where I'm currently doing.
Awesome. Thank you, Garen. And next we'll move on to Joe Hirth. Hey there, Joe. Same question. How can you share us your journey with us? Who are you and where you're from? Oh, you're still muted, Joe. Still muted. If you want to click the microphone icon on the bottom left corner of your screen.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, there you go.
All right. I am from Thousand Oaks, California, which is 45 miles northwest of downtown LA and about the same distance to downtown Santa Barbara. I'm in Ventura County. And I've been out here for 40 years. I'm originally from Cook County, Illinois. That's where I grew up, and I moved out here when I was 31. I've done various types of things in my life. I'm a CPA, done work in manufacturing companies in particular, and defense contractors in particular, and doing a lot of business systems for them and installing business systems for them. And I joined this movement here, and I'm semi-retired now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Joe. And finally, we have Ray Martinez. Same question. can you share your journey with us? Who are you and where you're from? There you go.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everybody. My name's Ray Martinez. I was born and raised in the Bay Area, San Jose, to be specific. And I spent about 50 years there in the Bay Area. And I ended up growing up as a migrant kid. So I was struggling and always being challenged, but it was an awesome journey. And I ended up getting into the fire service. So I had a fire service career that spanned about almost 29 years. I was a fire captain for about 24 of those years. And also was doing real estate at the same time. I did 28 years of a real estate career. So I ended up retiring at the age of 50, came out Central Valley where I'm at today. And just staying very active, very involved in the community here, trying to be the difference and make a difference. So I've been on the school board here, ran for city council, just staying very active in the community, very involved with the church. So that's where I'm at today.
Awesome. Very active. Oh, I think we want to mute. There we go. Okay. Thank you all so much. As you can see, all hardworking people, normal everyday people, and that are part of this movement. And so want to move on to our next question. How did you all get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this? So we'll start with Maria again. So you're still muted, Maria. There
okay.
you go.
Okay, thanks. I found Dr. Shiva back in March of 2020. I found him watching a video where he was teaching how to keep your immune system boosted. And when I saw him, I knew immediately that he was teaching us so we could fight back. And it was obvious to me how genuine and sincere that he was, and that he really cared about humanity. And for me, how inspiring that was to hear Dr. Shiva, who obviously was not part of the big machine. And clearly, I saw that he uses his credentials and all of his knowledge to educate the working people. And he has the practical solutions, which make sense. So I kept following him until I did join and I got the warrior education. And it's just been on my journey since.
That's awesome, Maria. Yeah. And the only movement that makes any sense that seems to be out there to improve the well-being of the everyday American worker is the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement, the everyday worker all around the world, not just in the US. And the Warrior Scholar course teaches you those foundational systems principles of how to build a movement. So that's what Maria is talking about, and we encourage everyone to take it, the Warrior Scholar course. We'll move on to Jill Jones. Same question. How did you get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join? Why are you a part of this?
Thank you. I discovered Dr. Shiva in 2019 through a friend, and I was really excited to have found him. He was doing citizen scientist workshops about immune health. And so that's how I first discovered him. And from there, I discovered he had what it seemed like an endless library of educational videos online. So I started watching him more and more, and I really got brought over by his climate change policy video he did exposing the kind of scam that was behind it. And so when 2020 happened, I was really happy to have him already kind of be knowledgeable of him, because he was really clearly an educator first and foremost. I think education is really important. And I really always have been looking for a movement, because I feel like we need education and people united together to make change. And so Dr. Shiva actually has the real solution, because he is bringing people together, but with the right political theory, the right education and approach. So I was very excited to join the Movement for Truth, Freedom, Health, because that's what we're working toward. And I can see he's very organized by using that systems approach and systems thinking, and he's empowering everyday people. It's not something for, those who are think of themselves as higher than us, but it's for everyday working people that gives you hands-on activities. So it was tangible and it was a solution that I could partake in and share with others. So that's kind of what brought me in, is having something that was very well organized and accessible to all.
That's awesome and inspiring. Yep, a movement for everyday working people to get involved, and it's very tangible. Very tangible actions everyday people can do to help make a change. So same question for our next, for Jewel Manker. Hey there, Jewel. Same question. How did you first get involved in Truth, Freedom, and Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
All right, Boz. And I was stuck in doing the initial phase when everybody was locked down. I'm sitting on my computer. I don't spend much time there, but I just happened to be on the computer trying to figure out something to do. And I just happened, I don't remember if it was Facebook or somewhere, I noticed there's this guy that was calling out Dr. Fauci. He was supposed to have a debate. He had a table set up, all this other thing, but Fauci never showed up. He sent somebody else with a little note of all the answers to these questions. And that just intrigued me. This guy is bold enough to call out these people. So then I started looking him up on YouTube. I think it was YouTube. And then what I really liked and what was drawn to was just his boldness. I mean, the guy is fearless. He says what he's got to say. You know, and he doesn't mince any of his words. And it reminded me of some of the folks, some of the men and women that I served with during my military career back eons ago. But anyway, I just liked his boldness. So eventually, it took probably about, I don't know, 6-7 months, and I finally got to his Truth, Freedom, Health, to the website, and enrolled. And I took the Warrior Scholar course, and just moved on from there. I mean, I've just been following them ever since.
That's awesome, Jewel. Yeah, and I also heard about Dr. Shiva for the first time in 2020, one news article or two, and then I didn't hear about him for a long time because they do everything they can to shadow ban him. Then this presidential campaign helped bring him to light for me, and you sign up as a member on the site, you become a Warrior Scholar, you see all these incredible videos that teach you so many things that you didn't understand before because you're being taught things from a systems perspective. And we'll move on to Garen Thompson. I think, hold on, yep. Oh no, Joe Hurt, sorry about that. Yeah, Joe, same question. How did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, and Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Muted first, there we go. I first became aware of Dr. Shiva at the end of the 2020 elections when he was doing all the research on the voter fraud. And I believe what he was saying. Like I said, I grew up in Cook County where we don't have very few fair elections. And plus Obama brought Chicago politics to Washington, and it's certainly believable that it was a rigged election. I also followed Dr. Shiva because of his methods of systems engineering. I think that's based upon work. Well, I always had to connect the dots of a lot of details down through multiple layers of drill down. And that's exactly what we need in our country, in our education system, is to have people taught how to think systems engineering wise and to connect all the dots, or to make all the connections between the parts and each other. And he's the one who's the only person who seems to be advocating that. And I'm strongly in favor of that, which means a bottoms up approach. You can plan top down if you want, but you always have to execute bottoms up. And that means back in the bottoms. So I like what Dr. Shiva has done with that education-wise. I've seen what he's done with CytoSolve, and he's showing us all the pathways of various reactions within biology. And I think that should be a good model for everything we do in our lives. So that's why I support Dr. Shiva.
Amazing, Joe. Thank you. We're very well said. And we'll move on to Garen. Same question. How'd you get involved with Truth, Freedom, Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
So I have an odd way that I got connected to who Dr. Shiva was. Like a lot of people in 2020, that's when I first heard of him. I think I saw some health video of some sort, and I assumed it was just another, you know, health guru type of thing. Valuable information. I believe I was on blueberries of some sort. Anyhow, I didn't really catch on to who he was. Then 2020, the lockdowns and everything happened. I caught wind of him in 2021 at a event on web and so forth. Actually, I take it back. The election as well. He's the first one who brought out the whole Michigan thing. I caught on to that. I was paying attention a little bit of that. But then he kind of disappeared again. Then 2021 came, and he was on some other show. I'm not promoting no other names. And he was calling out about the lawyers, about the lawsuits and stuff that was falling out for the 2020 election, and how they were intentionally like writing stuff that was not able to win. And he knew this because he had to fight for himself in court, hence back winbackfreedom.com. And yet nobody was talking about that. That's why I didn't hear about it, because they were suppressing it everywhere. But then I still didn't catch on. Then 2022 came around, and he did a video on about how certain shows program you to believe certain narratives that are not true. And it was about the show called Downton Abbey and how they portray that, oh, the elites weren't so bad. They treated their, you know, servants like very well, when it's very not true. The only reason why that caught my attention is because my mom was religiously watching Downton Abbey. And I was like, holy cow. I was like, this is true. And he said, you nailed it. He said, come out to a truth, come out to a open house, which you can visit at vashiva.com/orientation. It's every Thursday. And that's when I caught wind of real education. And he literally was teaching us about system science and breaking down how you do a systems approach. Even though I'm still learning that, it was opening my eyes to a lot. And he's the one who got me active in 2023 to start standing out on street corners, holding up signs to get people to get educated and to really think. So that's how I got involved. I started doing street standouts with signs and stuff, promoting the name and, you know, content to get people to do research. And then after that's when he shortly asked us, his volunteers, does he want to run for president? And I don't know if I'm not supposed to cuss or not, but I basically said, F yeah. And that's when we all started getting mobilized, and we're really learning about the whole system and how it actually operates from the ground up. Like Joe said, it's a bottoms up thing. There's a saying goes, like, you know, your fruit, whatever it's producing, if it's not producing good fruit, most people think they just pluck it. No, it's probably something down in the soil. So you have to probably pull it up and replant it into fertile soil and stuff, because without the root cause of it being able to give to the nutrients it needs to produce good fruit, it's not going to produce anything. So you might as well uproot it and replant the seed again. So that's why I believe in bottoms up and stuff. And if it wasn't for Dr. Shiva and this movement and the great leaders, I'd probably be stuck on the plantation of believing these false leaders that really keep us to be immobilized.
Fantastic, Garen. Yep. It really teaches you about building a bottoms up movement. Oh, seems maybe there's a little feedback there. I know you've done a lot of work there in California. As far as getting on the ballot and handing out flyers and all sorts of other activities. Our final person would be Ray Martinez. Same question. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Well, about 2 years ago, I happened to be on the school board, and I'm on Facebook. I was doing some work on Facebook, and I saw this post, and it just totally grabbed my attention. And basically, Dr. Shiva was making a statement about system science, and he said, we need to get system science in all our schools for all our kids. And being on the school board, I'm scratching my head thinking, system science, you know, I'm pondering this and trying to, I didn't know a whole bunch about system science, but I just felt that it had to be very, very important. So I started doing my research. The more research I did, I was really quick. It didn't take very long to find out that, wow, the whole world runs on system science to manage the masses of people and turn them into innovators, just empower them to no end. And I'm going, wow, this is amazing. Then I had to ask my question. Then I was asking myself a question. I said, why isn't it being taught in our schools? Why is it being hidden from us? I didn't feel really good about it after seeing how powerful it was, empowering and awesome. And I had to ask a question, and I didn't feel good inside about the answer. And so I started digging, just like everybody else here, and doing more research. And the more research I did, I was thinking, oh my goodness, you know, we need to get system science in all our schools for all our kids to empower the next generation, especially with the conditions that we all have to deal with even today, and the future is going to be a lot worse. So, you know, I started calling, you know, our California School Board Association, everybody, and just started putting system science on blast, even the superintendent of our schools, and they didn't know anything about it, and it just started to wake them up and bring the awareness and the conscious level up to what is system science? Why aren't we teaching it in the schools? Then I had to ask the next question, well, where is it being taught? And even Dr. Shi would say, the only place that's being taught here in the United States was MIT and Harvard. That's where he learned it. He became a system science expert. And so to me, that was just one aspect of the movement. And to me, very, very, very powerful and profound aspect. And so that really grabbed me and brought me into this movement. And the more I looked into it, the more I embraced, you know, all the different pathways that have been made available for each and every one of us to continue to develop us, raise our consciousness to, you know, the transparency, the truth, and the freedom, you know, that once we get educated and we get off the plantation, you know, that we become empowered, and now everything that we're connected to becomes empowered. So to me, it's just been very priceless. It's been very awesome. It's been a great journey, and I'm glad to be here with each and every one of you and everybody that's looking on, and just look forward to continuing to blaze a trail and just be the difference and make the difference, especially being empowered through truth, freedom, and health. This movement is just amazing. So that's how I got involved.
That's awesome, Ray. Yeah, very, very inspiring. And everyone here has had their own journey, and their journey led them to start getting on the ground and doing activities, tangible things, tangible next steps to take now that they understand that they need to get involved. And so that brings us to our final question for everybody. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference? So we'll start in the same order. Maria, what activities do you currently do in Truth, Freedom, and Health?
Okay, thank you. All right, so in California, when we had to, or we all needed to see if we can get Dr. Shiva on the ballot collecting signatures, a lot of phone calls had to be made, and I helped to mobilize volunteers that said they would commit to collecting signatures. I as well helped collect the signatures as well. We had a goal to meet 220,000 verified in 90 days. And we did not meet that goal, but the really super part, even though we didn't meet that, is we were able to have the option to write in Dr. Shiva. So then I did help to mobilize. We, in California, we had to get 108 total electors alternate. So it was 54 electors and 54 alternates. So myself, as well as with the team that we all worked it, we were able to meet that goal. We actually surpassed it. We got in 58 pairs meaning one elector that's paired with one alternate. So now we can write in Dr. Shiva on the California ballot, which is huge. And anyone in California, now you can write in Dr. Shiva for president And you can also write in Crystal Ellis as vice president. And currently, I give out the cards. We have the just the super card that you guys will see up there on the screen as well later. But I give out those cards. I give out flyers. I talk to people, and you know, any opportunity I have, I give them a card. I guide them to Shatter the Swarm video, and I invite them to the open house on Thursdays. And, you know, I just really encourage people, no matter where they're at, just go ahead and take a look. Watch that Shatter the Swarm video. Many times that really will have an impact on a lot of people. So I just get out there, just make it part of my day. I always have the cards with me. And even when I'm walking my dog, I have them in my little bag. So it's to keep spreading the message of Dr. Shiva. And yeah, we just have to keep spreading the message and get it out there. So that's what I'm currently doing.
That's amazing. That's incredible. And that is a huge achievement to get 108 electors in California. That's more than in any other state. And it's the largest state in the union. So it has a huge impact. Well, like, I don't know, probably 40 million or almost 40 million people that can now write in Dr. Shiva for president. And it took a lot of coordination, I know, to get that done in California. So thank you so much, Maria. We'll move on to Jill. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yes, similar to Maria, I was organizing alongside her. She's our California leader. I'm one of the leaders also. And she mobilized me to start making calls to volunteers way back in the beginning of the year. And we were trying to get volunteers on the ground for signature collection. We then organized those volunteers to do the activity. And as she stated, we switched over to the writing campaign. And so it was quite a tremendous effort and a Herculean task really for us to get those electors. We had to bring in help from others, like Bosn actually did help us with that, and many of our other leaders in the organization. And really all of our volunteers came together as a team. California, really everyone put in a lot of work. Ray Martinez, some volunteers aren't here. So I really appreciated that. And it was quite amazing. You know, we have to have some people paired together that aren't even in the same counties. So you have to have a lot of coordination with mail and such. So it was really amazing to see it all come together, and felt really good to meet that goal. So we secured those electors. And that means that when you write in Dr. Shiva, should he be victorious, which we want for California, he gets to secure those votes through these electors. So it's a quite powerful thing. And it's very historical. This hasn't been done in a long time. I don't think people can really appreciate that enough. We appreciate it here. Other than that, I do share the cards. I like to hand those out and let people know about Dr. Shiva. Some people, you know, just scan the QR code and watch that Shatter the Swarm video. It really wakes people up to kind of the system dynamics that we've been speaking about. I also am active on social media when I can to invite people to the open house. It's a really great opportunity we all have. There's not any presidential candidates that you can actually speak to directly besides Dr. Shiva once a week, every week at his online open house on Thursdays. So I welcome everyone to join that. So in California, we'll continue to get the word out, passing out flyers and information about Dr. Shiva and bringing more people into the movement. And I encourage everyone to, you know, to take the educational courses that Dr. Shiva has to offer. It's really a beautiful thing he's given to us. And yeah, so that's kind of my role in the organization, is just helping others to come in and organizing.
That's awesome, Jill. Thank you so much for your incredible work. You're a real leader. I know there were a lot of late nights involved in getting those 108 electors, and it just doesn't happen often. And this was all done by working class people with very little resources, less than $50,000 this campaign has gotten, and we're on the ballot as a write-in in California. This is really incredible. So thank you, Jill. We'll move on to Jewel Manker. Same question, what role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yes, Boz. And first of all, I want to just say I'm humbled and honored to be a part of such an incredible team, because all the people on this talk on this call and all the people within our organization, our team, our team are incredible. I'm starting to lose my track of my words here, but anyway, I'm just humbled and excited about being a part of this, what's going on here. But in any case, I was one of the electors. It kind of pulled me out of my shell. I've been real more of an introvert, so it forced me to do some things that were very uncomfortable, but very inspiring, and it actually was very exciting. So we did flyers. Matter of fact, we got some more flyers we just made up today. My wife and I were out earlier sharing some of the flyers. It's the same as the card, but it's flyer size. And she's my rock. I mean, she kind of kicks me in my behind and makes sure that we get out and do something every day. So we passed the flyers. We did the collection, the signature collection. As I said, I'm one of the electors. Pretty excited about that. And like Ray said earlier, I just want to be there to be part of making that difference. You know what I mean? I've never done anything real significant in my lifetime. And this right here is significant. It really is for all of us, but not just us, for the world. So I'm pretty excited about that too, man. There's no better place to be. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This is the place to be. Anyway, I'm done.
Thank you, Joel. Yeah, very inspiring. Yes, I mean, you really can feel the tangible impact you're having when you see a real candidate getting on the ballot all over the country, and you actually have the ability to write in one of us on the ballot. You can write in Dr. Shiva right now in California, and in 46 other states, you can either vote or write in Dr. Shiva. So that's because of all the hard work of people in the movement, people on this call for California and in other states. So move on to Joe Hirth. Same question. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yes. I started this year working with them on collecting signatures, and I had some health problems around March and didn't do scale down a bit. And then come September, my health was much better. And I got 10,000 cards to distribute. And as of today, this day, October 22nd at 1:10 p.m., we distributed our 10,000th card. So I got them all distributed. And hopefully I can get some more, and then we can maybe get a few more places here in Thousand Oaks or here in Ventura County.
That's awesome, Joe. And yeah, 10,000 cards, that's a fantastic work. And that's what we're asking everyone to do, is to start handing out these cards, these save yourself cards, where you vote, ask, telling people to save themselves and vote or write in Dr. Shiva. And the backside has a QR code that takes them to the Shatter the Swarm video, which teaches people about these, which gives people a snippet of these systems dynamics that the elites use to exploit us, and that you learn more about in the Warrior Scholar course. You learn how to fight for yourself.
That's right.
So thank you so much, Joe. And we'll move on to Garen Thompson. Same question. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
So like I said, I started with the standouts back in 2023. And then come to the election thing, I started collecting signatures in California, in San Luis Obispo. Then went up to Susanville, California, collected signatures there. While in the meantime, I also flew out to Massachusetts to help out with signature collection out there, and we busted a move and we got them on the ballot. So that was a win. I even collected briefly in Nevada, had some disruptions there, but still went out and did it, and hand out flyers everywhere I go. Now I'm in Washington helping out here in the Seattle, Tacoma based area, as well as Portland. I drive to Portland on the weekends and help out with handing out cards. So that's currently what I'm doing. I've helped out with teaching the systems course on Mondays. We do that from time to time on the Mondays, and basically give a little preview of the course and what system science is all about, and teach people like this is how to think. And I'm currently going through the leadership program to, you know, learn more what I can do on the ground to help educate people so that way we can make change. The only way to bring real change is through the bottoms up in your local community and everything. And if it wasn't for Dr. Shiva teaching us that, I don't know what else to, where we would be. But meeting great leaders like Bosman, I've had a chance to meet him briefly. Other leaders as well as Jason Long, Suresh. Yeah, when you actually get to meet them, it's a totally different experience and so forth, and including Dr. Shiva in person. So yeah, I mean, that's what I'm doing right now is just handing out cards, the 10,000 cards, and just trying to get the name out.
Awesome. Fantastic work, Garen. And yeah, I know you took time off work to come over to Massachusetts to help over there. And I met you over there. And yeah, we spent a long days collecting signatures. So thank you for your work. And finally, we have Ray Martinez. Same question. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Okay, well, currently I'm a California leader. I've completed the Truth, Freedom, and Health Warrior Scholar Program, continuing to just press into other education pathways that are available just to continue my personal development and raise my consciousness to basically what Dr. Shiva says. It's a very profound statement. And he says, my assignment here on earth is to educate everybody to the truth. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing more powerful than the truth. And there's nobody that talks like that. Nobody makes statements like that. You know, that's a very profound, very powerful statement. And so I'm falling right behind that, and I'm right in that. And I totally love the truth, and there's nothing that can overcome the truth. So, just continuing pushing on the education responsibilities, putting Dr. Shiva on blast. I've got 6-foot by 7-foot banners that we put on Pacheco Highway here, coming right through my community. And it's out there 5 days a week, exposing like 250,000 cars every day. It's just amazing the exposure that we're getting. We're doing 200 cards per day. We're pretty much out of cards, just like Joe Earth. We ordered 10,000 cards. We're down to our last couple hundred. So we've been pushing real hard in that. And just recruiting people, just sharing, dialoguing with people, just trying to raise their consciousness in any way, shape, or form that we can do that. And again, just putting Dr. Shiva on blast to no end. And also was able to get involved in teaching system science on Mondays with some others here. And also got an amazing opportunity that was mentioned earlier to go back to Massachusetts and get a big win in the state of Massachusetts to get those 10,000 signatures, and got a lot more than that. But amazing people went back there, and we became, you know, we work as one body, one mind, one accord. And that's what makes the big difference, is us coming together in that spirit. And when you come together in that spirit, nothing could stop it. So it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of fun. We're having a great time and just growing leaps and bounds, and just glad and honored to be part of this. So.
That's very inspiring, Ray. Yeah. We're building a community here, and we can see all the hard work that everyone has put in into building this movement, into getting on the ballot in all of these states, into handing out cards every day. I constantly see that California is close to the top for views of Shatter the Swarm. So everyone's doing a good job over there. Thank you to all our Warrior Scholars here for sharing your stories and inspiring others today. And thank you everyone for supporting Shiva for President. To take the next steps, please go to shatterthesworm.com. Find out how the few control the many, how the elites are using system science to exploit us. Sign up for our free Get Off the Plantation course. It's a free course with 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness to help you break free from the systems that control you. Become a Warrior Scholar, learn how to fight. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist equipped to lead. Join our town hall every Thursday. We host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and speak with Dr. Shiva personally. Get your country's cards. You can head over to vashiva.com/cards to get a card in your language that represents your country, and you can get started building your movement in your local area, wherever you are in the world. And there, Trey has pulled up the site. You have cards in just about in a large number of languages. It's hard to think of languages we don't have up there right now. And together, we'll continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for being a part of this conversation, and let's keep fighting for a better future.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health. to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for President. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement.
The Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.